The idea of a reservoir within a reservoir sounds sort of impossible, but in Fresno County, that's what water leaders want to build. Ron Jacobsma took me out on his speedboat to the site of the proposed dam.
We're at Temperance Flat right now.
It's in the middle of Millerton Lake on the San Joaquin River.
It would extend probably about 400 to 500 feet above where we're at on the water right now, because about 150 feet of it would be in the lake.
Jacobsma is a general manager of the Friant Water Authority, which represents 15,000 farmers on the east side of the San Joaquin Valley. The idea of expanding Millerton Lake has been debated for decades. But come November, California voters have the option to approve a $7.5 billion water bond known as Proposition 1. A portion of the money could be used for Temperance Flat, adding a net 1.26 million acre-feet of extra storage.
You know, if global warming materializes like they suggest, we're going to get earlier inflow, and all those things just continue to help to emphasize why Temperance Flat is something that we really need to explore.
But the water bond alone won't be enough to build Temperance Flat, which would be the first large reservoir built in the Western Sierra since the 70s. Up to half of the $2.6 billion reservoir could be covered by the water bond. Water users would pay for the rest. Even then, the dam would still need state and federal approval. It would also have to compete with other projects like Sites Reservoir northwest of Sacramento and groundwater storage.
They're looking at sites downscaling it a little bit. We're looking at more efficient ways to build Temperance Flat. You could construct this facility, we've heard, in about 3 years, barring any major flood type of year.
Temperance Flat would be built 6.8 miles up from Friant Dam, near the back of Millerton Lake, and would flood two Pacific Gas and Electric hydropower plants. But not everyone is convinced the reservoir is a solution for the region's water shortage. Ron Stork, with the Sacramento-based advocacy group Friends of the River, opposes Temperance Flat.
This river has already been dammed and redammed and diverted. No matter how much more concrete you want to pour in those river canyons, you've already squeezed out nearly all the water, and you can't squeeze out much more.
He says the idea of a reservoir will eventually fade away because it's not an efficient use of the bond.
There'll be a big political push, but eventually they'll run into the cruel reality that the projects are financially infeasible, and eventually they will die a quiet and unlamented death.
A lot of that push comes from farmers like those Jacobsen represents. However, they say the environment would also benefit by boosting restoration efforts along the San Joaquin and reestablishing salmon runs.
The ecological value to support a salmon fishery that goes through the Delta is probably the biggest public benefit.
But others like Jeffrey Michael, an economist and professor at the University of the Pacific, are skeptical.
I don't think it's going to happen. Even with the water bond subsidy, the dam has got some financial and environmental challenges ahead of it that are going to be pretty significant obstacles.
Jeffrey says the additional 75,000 acre-feet per year of water storage isn't worth the cost.
The water supply benefits of the dam are pretty low for a dam that's construction costs are estimated in excess of $2.5 billion. It's just a really poor water supply bang for the dollar.
Back on the lake, Jacobsma says a new reservoir, if ever built, could very well fill in the need for water during dry years.
In 2010 and 2011, we had 1 million acre-feet of flood releases. Temperance Flat's 1.3 million acre-feet. That's water we could have captured if we'd have had it.
Groups will weigh in through a draft environmental study open through October 21st. But even if the water bond passes and Temperance Flat is granted funding, it'll take at least 3 years to build, which won't answer the question of how the region will grapple with water issues until then. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.